So right after this visit of Narad Muni's visit of different palaces of the Lord, the next chapter that follows in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, describing Lord's daily schedule. The Lord is getting up in the morning, a sampling of how Lord spends his day. It's now coming. It is here. Atha saptatimo adhyayaha. This is the chapter 70. Sri Shuka Uvacha. I have a little more experience of Lord. So it's morning time, early morning. Atha ushasi apavrattayam kukutan kujato shapan grahita kanthya pativhir madhavyo viraha aturaha. In one of the palaces, Lord hears to the palace. Not here. What is that? We call it the hen and the cock. The cock. Cock is crowing and waking up everybody, doing his duty, dharma. That's dharma of the Lord. Has created all these different animals also. The birds, animals, they assist, they reciprocate, they serve the humans, human beings in so many different ways. So the first one who begins serving the humanity at large is these cocks. They begin crowing. In the villages you go, there are all so many of them. Everybody has his own cock and is waking up. No alarm clock. This alarm clock made by the Lord. You don't need to produce alarm clock in a factory. Work very hard. Lord has created, but this cock kind of crows too early in the morning. So we have created arrangement. We have our own clock and we adjusted. Hey, today, not at 4 o'clock. 9:30 in the morning, I want to get up. I mean, alarms in the weekend also. Shut up! Snooze button and the cock is crowing at some distance. You have no control over the... keeps crowing and keeps bothering you. It's doing its duty. So these natural arrangements. So when the cock crows, that is a clear indication what time Lord would like everybody to get up. That's the time to get up. And this is followed in to this day in the villages. But anyway, these things always come to our mind. We were in Patna some time ago. We had a meeting and we were walking early morning hours. And the cocks were crowing, but they were in the container of so many of them, 20 in one. And they were just waiting. It was going to be their turn, the chicken. But they were doing their duty. Early morning, as we were on the morning walk, they were crowing what was going on. They did not know their throats would be cut very soon. Dutifully they were serving. The human beings are so cruel, so merciless. When you are getting us up too early, we'll kill you. You rascal. But of course, That reminds us in Vrindavan, Krishna also wakes up, not on his own. Now he's elderly, he's not a little kid anymore. He's a man, he's a father, grandfather, so he has to wake up on his own with the help of the cocks. But in Vrindavan, last time we were talking, singing, how Yashoda needs help of mother to wake him up. And she would sing a song, not with the help of the cock, but with the help of Mother Yashoda herself.